This I Believe. Arthur Kober is a writer. He left school at the age of 15, and after various odd jobs, became a theatrical press agent. He then decided to try his hand at playwriting. Hollywood beckoned, and he wrote a number of screenplays for leading stars. In 1937, his dream came true. His play about summer camps, Having Wonderful Time, was one of the biggest hits of the Broadway season. Later, it was made into a movie, and now is a success in its third variation, as a musical on Broadway entitled Wish You Were Here. Mr. Kober is also the author of the Bella Gross stories, which have appeared in the New Yorker magazine for two decades. Here now is Arthur Kober's creed.
I was brought up in the slums of Harlem, and in that violent jungle, the only thing I believed, in fact, the only thing anyone could believe, was in self-survival. At the age of 15, I left school and went to work. What I believed then was in the Horatio Alger legend, that by keeping your shoes shined, your face freshly scrubbed, and by not watching the clock, you too could rise to the top. I was quickly disillusioned by seeing at first hand the skullduggery and chicanery employed by those freshly scrub-faced, non-clock-watching lads who rose to the top, trampling the shoes and faces of the other boys in the mad scramble upwards. In my 20s, I became a successful theatrical press agent because I used, in addition to an acquired skill, the traditional concomitants of the trade, the glad and eager hand, the parted lips exuding dental charm, the hearty laugh bellowed even before the joke was uttered, the glib, well-lubricated compliment. When I went to the coast as a motion picture writer, I found Hollywood to be another jungle, a gloriously golden jungle where the only thing one believed, in fact, the only thing anyone could believe, was in self-survival. Well, I think I've changed. I think I've changed a great deal. Now, the one person responsible for the softening of my epidermis, as well as my heart, was my late wife, Maggie. I, who had a formal religious training in my childhood, knew only a God of wrath. Maggie, who had no standard religious training, discovered a God of love, and that love was spread by her in ever-widening circles. Love begets love, goodness begets goodness, magnanimity begets magnanimity, and because of Maggie I became, I hope, a better and worthier person, not because I paid homage to my God in any prescribed manner, but by my attitude and conduct toward my fellow man, I tried to put the precepts of religion into practice. For 8 long years, Maggie lay bedridden, racked with pain, and never in all those years was there a single protesting word, or a complaint, or any outcry of self-pity. She clung fiercely to life, seeing the sweetness in life. She cherished people, seeing the worth in people. How could I give vent to the rage within me when the stricken victim of fate bore her suffering with such infinite grace and fortitude? Maggie left behind a memory sweetly redolent of tenderness, kindness, and nobility. What shall I leave behind when I go? Some published short stories, some books of humor, a few produced plays. They shall all be forgotten in death as quickly as they were in life. What then shall I leave behind when I go? The answer is my daughter Kathy. Now I contend that the virtues of the mother, not just the sins of the father, are visited upon the child. And so I believe that the shining qualities that were in Maggie are reflected in Kathy. I believe that the love spread by Maggie will be further flourished by Kathy, who will subscribe to a practicing religion and not offer just mere lip service to a divine being. I believe that Maggie and I have made a valuable contribution to the next generation. I believe in the goodness inherent in the next generation, and I believe in its contribution to a better and brighter world. Yes, this I most sincerely believe.
That was Arthur Kober of New York, who is the author of the Broadway musical, Wish You Were Here.